Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Silver bells in the city.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. All I want is half a glass of water. For the smoothest carols, stay slightly hydrated. Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final... Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hear the page and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling? Sir, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain, where he can get half a glass of water at any time of night or day. What a lucky man.
That was very festive.
Yeah, 'tis the season.
That was fabulously festive.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. And if you need a tender holy infant, wash its little head with half a glass of water. It won't mean anything yet, biblically speaking, but it'll keep your infant mild and wash the head scum off. Half a glass of water. The infant Jesus' choice.
That's the joke! That's the joke! That's the joke.
It's a stupid letter. That's the joke. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, riding on a one-horse open sleigh, your mouth can get dry, and it's hard to register dehydration in the cold. Why not try half a glass of water?
There it is.
Half a glass of water. It'll make the bells on your bobtails ring. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. And if you are busy donning some gay apparel, you'll know that it's very tight and it can be difficult to get it on in a change room. You're often sweating by the end of the process. So before you go out and gay your day away, then please drink half a glass of water to keep yourself refreshed during this season of jollity.
You can stick that back in. Back there, Ped.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay. In fields where they lay concerned with their sheep. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Did you know that alcoholism is a real problem among shepherd communities? You'd think it'd be narcolepsy because of all the sheep counting, but it is not. Instead of alcohol, these shepherds should help themselves to half a glass of water. half a glass of water. You'll either stop seeing angels or you'll be able to greet a messenger from God without literally shitting yourself.
I thought just that I went rub, but I thought that was going to be an ad for having the pipes of a damn angel. You could sing, huh? Just going to gloss over that voice?
Yes.
Woo! We did them all.
One down, one, two, go.
Yeah! One down, one, two, go. Ugh. Oh, my back.
Incredible. Incredible bullshit lives.
One down, one, two, go. Sweet. One down, two to go.
Woo!
One down! Yes! Let me just grab water.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Clap, hit, punch, through the goal, hooray!
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay, which gave his mother Mary the chance to get herself half a glass of water. Good birth-giving, Mary. Stay hydrated.
And can we have, like, driving music under that? Yeah, you know, music. You know what I mean, Josh, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like on that copyright ad that's like, you wouldn't steal a car, like that.
Yeah.
That kind of music.
I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Which means my father dressed up as Santa Claus as a sort of a kinky Christmas cosplay. Because the next line is that they didn't want to be seen, or they didn't think they were being seen, in which case, given they haven't told me that Santa isn't real, they are tricking a child into believing their mother is having an extramarital affair with a centuries-old billionaire philanthropist, which undermines my feeling of security at home. If you've just been confronted with the sight of your mother kissing what may or may not be a strange man, you'll want to keep creeping all the way to the tap and get yourself half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. You can drink it to ameliorate your shock, or you can throw it on your randy parents like breaking up a pair of horny cats.
Wow, 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 wow.
O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. The best thing for watering your Christmas tree is half a glass of water. Möchtest du ein halbes Glas Wasser? German!
Once again, we're glossing over the voice of an angel.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a sincere apology for the amount of labor required to maintain those things in a small flat and half a glass of water for the bird.
I want to plug the Daily Mail as a newspaper. They wrote a fantastic article about my podcast, Wheel of Misfortune, with Fern Brady as lewd, puerile, and they interviewed a working MP, Peter Bone.
Mr. Peter Bone.
Specifically about our piss episode. So I hope he had listened to that.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Are you struggling with how vaguely pornographic some Christmas songs can be? If you're horny while caroling, adjust your core temperature with half a glass of water, or as Santa calls it, drowning the elf. Don't ask why he calls it that, he just does.
Is that why carolers hold the candles to disguise their... tumescence.
Is that a candle in your pocket, or are you just singing a horny carol? Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, and Jesus Christ her little
little child. Spoiler alert, if you've just had the greatest story on earth spoiled for you, you'll want half a glass of water to rinse the taste away. And this episode of the podcast is brought... Did you know that? Did you know that the kid was Jesus all along? What a twist.
Yeah, there was a big Sixth Sense surprise ending there. You know, it upsets me that that you have such a lovely singing voice and that you squander it on anti-Semitic genocidal propaganda.
I mean, come on. It was under the laws of the time. He was banged to rights, as Andrew Zaltzman would say, guilty as charged. Oh, no, Andy. That's very intense. How did you cope? Oh, that's so salty. How did you cope? Oh, do you still have the flavor of it in your mouth? What you won't do for your art, Andy.
Yum, they told me, yum, 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 yum. A newborn drink to see, yum, 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 yum. Our finest gifts we bring, yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Half a glass of water. Yum.
G-O-N-D-E-L, man. G-O-N-D-E-L, man.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for days of auld lang syne.
If you don't want your cup of kindness to go to your head, make sure you have half a glass of water per cup of kindness. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay hydrated into the new year.
Oh, there's some things that are another thing. Na 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 na.